Listen, I always talk about freeware on my podcast. So I get a lot of people asking about, you know, what else do you use other than freeware? I use a lot of stuff other than freeware. And one of the things I wanted to tell you about tonight was a program called Mail Steward. And I don't know about you, but you know, I really live off my email. It gets right down to it. Every business that I'm venture I'm into, every, you know, thing that I'm part of, I have separate mailboxes for in my email. And it goes back, registrations, no matter what it is, it's in my email somewhere. And backing up is fine. It's just, it wasn't good enough for me. So Mail Steward really hit it on the head. And what it does is it takes and it archives a separate mailbox or your whole mail library. It doesn't matter, your whole mail database, I should say, it doesn't matter. And it'll turn it into any format you want. It'll pull in inboxes from other email clients. So if you're working with Outlook or something at work, you can take an inbox from there and import it. You can import your IMAP mail, and it puts it into a database where you can search and tag your emails. You can go to attachments and search within the attachments. If it's text, you can run attachments from Mail Steward. There really is nothing, and you can take and you can just change it around and mix different mailboxes together and put it back into your Apple Mail. It's just so much stuff, automatic backups, just a ton of things you can do from this. If it can be done with your mail, Mail Steward can do it. And you can get a light version for $24 or the full version for $49. And anybody who's really serious about their email, you really should look into this.
Okay.
That's mailsteward.com.
Okay, so it's not really a mail client per se. You just pull in mail from other sources and it lets you manage and archive and search and backup.
That's right. It handles your mail. You can export it and import it. You can check your mail and change it to a different format and throw it into another application. You can export it into text. You can export it into SQL database format. You can export it into a tab deleted text format. I mean, there's just nothing you can't do with your mail with this. It's amazing.
Cool tip. But you don't use it as a replacement to your mail client, right?
No. But what I use it for is to pull the stuff out of my mail client, get it out of there so my mail client stays fast and clean. I don't have to worry about my email and they're corrupting. And then once it's pulled out, whenever I need searching for anything, it's right there and I can pull it out. It still has the attachments. Somebody sends me some software. Says, here's your software. Here's your NFR license for it. You know, fine. It's put away. It's kept in my email. Well, here it's pulled into the database now. I've got it. It'll never, nothing will go wrong with it, and I can pull it up whenever I need it, and it keeps my email client quick.
I like that. I like that idea. Now I just got to figure out how to make my web applications export all their email, which I tried to do with Yahoo, and I found out that you can't. I wish they would export like an inbox file from my Yahoo mail because I got tons of stuff stored in there, and it's kind of tied down. Well, cool. That's a very, very cool one. Well, my...